Alright, podcast time. I just released my sequel to Twilight views on Bandcamp, so you already know. It's on Bandcamp for me, it's stores everywhere. It was just a bunch of songs that I had on SoundCloud that were dope, and I just put them all together. That's it. And I noticed something, and it's true, because everyone's like, bro, why am I getting a lot of, on Bandcamp, like, why am I getting, like, a lot of portals? I got more portal plays than I have, like, full completion. I got a lot of stuff. I got, like, 20, like, when I look back, I have, like, 289 skips. And I have also, because let's see, bro, most people on Bandcamp are not rap fans. They're rockers who hate rap. So it's not like it's geared to the rap genre to everybody. That's a problem. Then, you know, there's these portal listeners that only hear your song for about 30 seconds and then leave it alone. And so I'm like, why is that? So I went on Google. I looked up, why is that? What does it mean? They pretty much told me, and it's so true, that Bandcamp, basically, and to sum up everything, Bandcamp listeners are impatient. You might as well just fucking send snippets. Because if we're playing this game where y'all motherfuckers cannot listen to a song for 2 minutes and 32 seconds, that's a problem. That's a huge problem. And keep in mind, these are like, oh, we like the underground, we like original music, but you listen to a whole fucking mainstream rap, a mainstream album, or mainstream song, that's 3 minutes. Hell, 4 minutes. And we'll listen to that shit all the way through. But you can't fucking give a fucking underground rapper, an underground artist, doesn't matter what genre, the time of day with 2 minutes. You might as well just spend fucking goddamn snippets. You know what I mean? So, anyway, I got a song called Black Hoodie Flow. Right? I can already tell. Because I'm changing my fucking flows and pronouncing H's when I'm rapping, you know, to give it some character. But in my last podcast, niggas don't want to change your sound. Make that your sound. Once they get attached to a sound, you can't leave. You know what I mean? Like I told you, it's like you call that mid. There are some people that just love mid music. They don't like change at all. Once something sounds familiar, they don't want to change it. This is who you are now. Like when I made that song Wild Coyote. I have songs I'm rapping over very unique beats. Right? And I'm doing this because I don't want to be pigeonholed. And I guess some people don't get it. And some of them will even fight against that thought, even though that's a very respectable thought. And say, no, I understand what he's saying. Keep in mind, they say that they don't understand what they don't understand. But bro, no one is not pigeonholing you, which they are. Bro, you have unique voice. People don't like a unique voice. Bro, but you remind me of Chance the Rapper sometimes. You remind me of... Yeah, but when you have a person reviewing your music and every fucking goddamn song, they say that you remind them of somebody. What the... Like, do you not see... Now, I don't care about what Anthony Santana will be saying, but let's be real with it, bro. When he fucking reviewed Cardi's album, even Sean C, what the fuck did they say about him? He doesn't have his own identity. He sounds like he's trying to be the next J. Cole. I blame the fans for that because y'all put rappers up to be the next insert rapper here. So you stupidly and blindly, you know, hit this rapper on this pedestal to be the next insert rapper here. Y'all did that. Yo, he's the next J. Cole. Y'all said that. And y'all believed it. It's like if someone says, Mike's the next Kendrick or Mike's the next Chance the Rapper. I don't sound nothing like this nigga. But y'all would sit there and argue, yo, he's the next Chance the Rapper. He's the next Kendrick Lamar. And y'all will do this so much so that if I ever hop on a beat that's originally me, y'all would say, no, I'm going to rap over those Scars and the type of beats or those Alchemist type of beats. You know, I like when you do this basic boom bappy shit. Ain't like there's nothing unique about it. Like, anyone can do that. I'm sorry to tell it to you. Then, like, I can hop in that lane when I feel like it. Other than that, that lane is not defining me, sir. Not defining. You know what I mean? That unique sound to make it stand out. I can pick a unique sample and add some, you know, some drums. Other than that, my nigga, that's as far as it goes. I'm not trying to, you know, they don't want you to go too loud because they get scared. You know what I mean? They get scared. If it's something that they just, if it's too much of you in it, because they want to know you. It's like you gotta, in order for you to get that right of type to be you, you have to fucking be so big. You have to have a whole bunch of people saying, hey, you have to go over the same old beat. Like, if you're like with Cardi, for example, they say he doesn't have a personality. When you hear Cardi, you hear J. Cole. Right? He doesn't have his own identity. Here's a hot take. None of y'all fans have their own identity. People who criticize don't have their own identity. You don't know what the fuck you want to hear from an artist. If a nigga has his own unique sound, you hate it. And then you make these comparisons. It's like, it's crazy. You have an artist that's trying to stand out, because that's what the fuck you niggas want artists to do. And then when they stand out, the shit that makes them stand out, you don't like. That's why I flow the way that I flow. That's why I talk about the things I talk about. If you compare me to Chance the Rapper and all these rappers, I'm going to have to do something that stands out. If y'all obsessed with this whole, oh, I like to rap over boom, bappy, jazzy beats, and all this, because of the type beats, and the Dr. Dre inspired type beats, and I like the beats that you rap on, da-da-da-da-da-da. And sometimes these motherfuckers say blasphemy shit. I know what the fuck I like rapping on. I can feel it. If I don't feel it, I know I can't rap on that shit. I have a song right now in a cuff called Inspector Gadget, Uncle Gadget, where I'm brag rapping in the perspective of Inspector Gadget. Unfortunately, Inspector Gadget is such a short-lived cartoon, it is, that it doesn't give me enough information to go off of. So it's hard to work with that. It is. I mean, the first verse, cool. But the second verse, I'm just pretty much throwing in the wind and just, you know, braggingly. Like, it's like if Inspector Gadget was a gangster, a gun for hire. That's what I'm trying to do. But since Inspector Gadget was such a short-lived fucking show, I can't really get enough information. You know what I'm saying? But one song, one thing did inspire me. I was watching a YouTube, because everything inspires me. Mostly coming from this is what, you know, what me from these niggas. I'm on YouTube. This guy is reading a comic book about Metal Sonic. Sonic 3, Sonic and Knuckles. No, Sonic and Knuckles, Metal Sonic. And how he's on this scrap island. Well, mine's going to be called Robot Circle. I was going to make another. I was like, nah, let me just keep it like this. And I'm just going to just use that as a influence to what I'm talking about. You say, well, you know, why you don't like it? Because it's different. You're comparing to other rappers. This is how this shit happens. Y'all be hearing niggas. Y'all be hearing their flows, hearing their music. Y'all stay out your faces, giving these rappers these big fucking goddamn values on fucking back. He's the next MF Doom. He's the next Chance the Rapper. He's the next this, right? Y'all put that shit up there, right? And you look like we're trying to do with Earl. Y'all love the fact he's MF Doom's son. He's MF Doom's offspring. Y'all love that shit. Y'all don't want it to have their own fucking way. You want niggas to be so compared to other rappers that it's ridiculous. I said what I said. See, this is when you can say I said what I said because you're speaking a point, not saying no dumb ignorant shit. Like, F your kid, I said what I said. That's different. But, like I say, man, people say, it's okay to be compared to greatest. Shit. Y'all compare me to Chance the Rapper at the wrong fucking time. If this fool would have came out rapping like this, how he's rapping now, on big day, I would have been like, aye, but I don't see it. I don't see Chance the Rapper in my music. I don't see it. I don't even see, fuck, I don't see a lot of rappers people compare me to. Y'all just weird. Then somebody compare me, oh, you got that Lotto flow. Here's the ironic, part. I'm a Chance, I'm a Currency fan. And Lotto was freestyling wearing a Jet Life jacket. But y'all like to throw any kind of fucking shit. Y'all just weird. Like, no one ever know what the fuck you sound like. Somebody might hear me. Someone say I sound like Mike Jones and can't explain why. Because on some songs, you do have that cut of flow. Shut up. Your ears don't work. And at the same time, nigga, so clearly, nigga, I can switch my flows up. If you sitting over here telling me that every song I fucking put out and you fucking coming up with different fucking rappers that I supposedly sound like, you can't never say I sound the same. I went heavy on the flow because when I started rap with my own unique flow, what did y'all niggas do? When I hop on a beat that is completely fucking unique, what the fuck you niggas do? I don't like the way you're flowing. Your flows are weird. Y'all say it out your faces. It's weird to me. Like, y'all compare my rappers sound the same on every fucking song, but the rapper sounds different on every fucking song. If you're so used to comparing them to a rapper because you want them to be the next, you know, J. Cole, like you did with Card A, but then call him corny. And I swear to God, bro, those, y'all throw that word around way too fucking much. Y'all call anything corny. Like, if someone told me, I have a song called Robot Circus. Where'd you get the inspiration for that song for? Oh, I was on YouTube. I looked up kind of like the Hedgehog comic book. I had to get the comic book. It's in three parts. So I had to get three of the comic books and kind of fully understand, because I'm drawing a parallel between being abandoned and being stuck to the past. And I feel like that a lot. So I wanted this song to resonate with that. And because I like the comic book, I like Sonic the Hedgehog, I like Sonic the Hedgehog comic book, I wanted to make a song around that, at the same time having to be a metaphor for being stuck in the past and trying to say, hey, don't be so stuck in the past and move on for tomorrow. That's the whole concept. People call me corny because I got a cancer. That's stupid. That's stupid. Thank you.